said we are now onto the angel of onto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write. These things saith he. So we are going to look at a little about the Lord speaking, or the one who is speaking to the church this morning. Praise the Lord. So, just a little back, we all know that the angel as the messenger, the prophet said the messenger or the angel to the church of Ephesus was the Apostle Paul. And said that he was the messenger to the first age of the Gentile era cannot be denied. That's what the prophet said. He said it cannot be denied that he being the messenger to the first church age, it cannot be denied. Amen. Then we need to what? Confirm it with what? Scripture. Praise the Lord. We know our prophet, whatever he says is scripture. But we need to also know the scripture whereby upon it he comes to this confirmation. So let's look at how was the Apostle Paul truly the messenger to the Gentiles? Because the seven church ages is what is the Gentile church age. Amen. All is not for the Jews, it's for the Gentiles. So let's look at Acts 9:13. We will have a proof there that truly Apostle Paul was called to be what? To be the apostle of the Gentiles. And we all know, as last week we saw, he was on his way to Damascus to do his usual thing, to round up what? All the believers. And on the way, we know what happened. He met Jesus. And how he got blind, and he was asked to go to Damascus, and he will what? There had been a brother or a believer right there in Damascus. He's going to what? Give his sight back to him. And when Ananias was told of what was coming, let's listen to what he said to the Lord. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to the saints at Jerusalem. See? And here he had authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. See, he was coming here even to persecute us. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles. Amen. The kings and the children of Israel. And I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So, you see, everything God or the Lord Jesus had already spoken it. And then Paul himself confirming his position. We see that also in Romans 11:13. Paul confirming his own position as an apostle of the Gentiles. Romans 11:13. For I speak unto you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Amen. So now the confirmation is what? It's confirmed. All the messengers, we will go through all this, and you see that they truly were the people that God has called to lead every church age, including our prophet. Sometimes people say that his name is not in the Bible. Praise the Lord. It is. Amen. If it is not written, Brother Branham, is your name in the Bible? Is your name in the Bible? Your name is there, but scripture, has it been written there? It's not written physically that you can read, but your name is there. Oh, praise the Lord. So, the prophet himself said, now, he said, though to Peter was granted the authority to open the doors for the Gentiles, it was given to Paul to be their apostle and prophet. Amen. Oh, we have just read that one, Ananias complained. Praise the Lord. So, the messenger for each age is a most scriptural one. In fact, it might be called a keystone of the Bible. It was the revelation that God never changes and that his ways are as unchangeable as he is. Amen. And there is scripture also for that. Hebrews 13:8. Oh, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. So the prophet went on. He said, here it is, an unchanging God with unchanging ways. What he did at the first, he will have to keep on doing until it is done for the last time. See, there will never be a change. There will never be a change. And so if the apostolic age, they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, it has not changed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Apply that to the church ages. You see, the kind of man that God chose for the first age, that's Apostle Paul, and how God manifested in that man's ministry would be the example for all the other ages. Amen. Whatever he started in the beginning. It has to be what? It has to follow scripture. Amen. Thus, what the church was at Pentecost is the standard. That is the pattern. There is no other pattern. No matter what the scholars say, God has not changed that pattern. What God did at Pentecost, he has to keep on doing until what, the church ages close. Is there any scripture? Ecclesiastes 3, 14 and 15. Amen. He said, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. So it's scripture. What the proverb is saying, praise the Lord, is scripture. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it that men should fear before him. You should fear to change what God has what has already laid down. You should fear what God has put. You want to change it. That which has been is now. So what we have now, it has been. Believing what? The apostles, it has already been. That's during the apostles' time. And that which is to be had already been. Amen. So that's what? Yesterday, today, and what? Tomorrow. Which will be after us, it has already what? Been. And God required that which is past. Let's always go to the beginning and find where God laid a foundation. That's the foundation we got to build upon also. Amen. Now, don't get led astray here. When I say that God and his ways never change, I did not say that the church and its messengers could not change. Mm-hmm. That's why we have what? Many beliefs. Praise the Lord. Many apostles and many beliefs. The church isn't God. So she can change. But what I said was that because of the unchanging God with his unchanging ways, we can go back to the beginning and see the first and the perfect act of God and then judge by that standard. Amen. Amen. We are thankful that he changeth not. It will work out. Made all of us to get lost. Yes. Praise the Lord. So, if you don't know, you just go to the beginning where what he started, what he said at first, and what? Take that. That's our consolation. Amen. Amen. That's our consolation. That when we go back, we will find the first and perfect acts of God to be what? The standard for us to what? To go by. That is how it is done. That is how it is done. The true church will always try to be like the original at Pentecost. Hmm? The true church will try to be like the original at Pentecost. And that's exactly where we are. How many believe that? Amen. Amen. The true church of today will try to approximate that early first church. And the messengers to the churches having the same spirit of God in them will try to approximate the Apostle Paul. Amen. Messengers. We are all messengers. Mm-hmm. So we will what? Try to approximate. At least we cannot be like him, but approximate the ways of what? Apostle Paul, the way how he believed. Okay, it's here. They won't be exactly like him, but the true messengers will be the ones that come the closest to Paul, who was free of all men. Oh, my brother, your heart had to be free of all men. Why do you carry some brother in your heart or your sister in your heart? Oh, my. Huh? You've got to be free. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't hold any grudge, anything against any brother. Amen. Let love prevail. Amen. Amen. So Paul was what? Sold out to God. He was sold out to God. No one can buy him. Hmm? Nothing can buy him. Sometimes we allow the world to buy us. Amen. Nothing can buy him. He is already sold to God. The devil has no way. You see. And gave forth the word of God only. Only the word of God he gives. He won't preach anything different. No, sir. And manifested the Holy Ghost in power. None else would do. Nothing else would do except what the Holy Ghost shows him. And so if we want to also be like him, You have to work from the original. Amen. You have to work from the original. Now, we come to, still in verse 1. We are still in verse 1. This thing saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the golden candlesticks. Now, you will notice that Jesus is walking alone in the midst of the church. He is walking alone in the midst of the church. The seven candlesticks represent what? The seven churches. He alone. There is no one else with him. Neither indeed can there be. For he alone wrought her salvation. He wrought the church salvation. He died for it. So he cannot share his glory with any other man. And having purchased her with his own blood, he owns her. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, amen, that you own us this morning. Amen. Amen. We have no one but you. Praise the Lord. He is her Lord and Master. And she gives him all the glory. Let's give all the glory to him. Amen. Amen. And he will not share. Okay. And that glory, when we give him that glory, he will not what? Share with any other. There is no pope with him. There is no pope with him. There is no archbishop with him. And praise the Lord. And the mother of his earthly body is not with him, Mary. So no Hail Mary. Praise the Lord. How can you hail? Oh, all hail to what? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hail him. Not hail any other. He does not speak and turn to a father, for he is a father. He's the same God. Not three gods, one God. He does not tend to give orders to a Holy Spirit. For he is God, eternal spirit. And it is his life that is flowing. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. Oh, the Holy Spirit is flowing. Oh, and pulsating in the church, giving her life. Oh, praise the Lord. You see how the blood circulating through us, pulsating, boom, boom, boom. Oh, praise the Lord. That gives us what? The heart beating and the blood going everywhere, flowing everywhere. That gives us life, my brother. That is exactly what he's doing in his church. And without him, there will be no life. Salvation is of the Lord. Amen. No other. Salvation is of the Lord. There he is with the seven stars in his right hand. The right hand or arm signifies the power and authority of God. And in that right hand of power are seven stars who, according to Revelation 1:20, are the seven church messengers. The seven stars are the seven church messengers. Praise the Lord. As we go along, we will go through all these messengers. Amen. This signifies that the very power and authority of God are behind his messengers to every age, including our age here. They go forth in the fire and power of the Holy Ghost with the word. Amen. They are stars because they reflect light. They reflect what? Light. Oh, let your light shine before men, that they will see the good works of your Father and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are lights also of this world. Amen. The light they reflect is His light. They have no light of their own. Yes, sir. Let's take notice of that. They had no light of their own. They kindle not their own fires, that men may walk in the light of their sparks. No, sir. Oh, praise the Lord. It reminds us of whom? It reminds us of the sons of Aaron. You know, one time Aaron has Habab and Abihu. The Bible says they try to what? Light their own fire. Why is Aaron was the prophet? They also wanted to do. Your father is the prophet. Doesn't mean that you also can what? Do what your father is doing, my brother, my sister. He has been called. Wait till your time when you are called to what? Take responsibility. But meanwhile, do your part. Amen. Amen. Let your light shine. Amen. For others to what? To emulate. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And they did that. What happened? They died. They died. They were stricken. And they died. So we don't kindle our own what? Fires. But what? The Lord has laid for us. Amen. So let us be like what? Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul will tell you that Apostle Paul will come and tell you, my ministry was in the power of the Spirit, thereby demonstrating what? The spoken and the written word. Amen. And I come to you not also with what? Some big, big, big words. What? For you to have your faith in me. But rather to have your faith what? In the word. Amen. I don't come with that kind of what? Fire. I have no fire of my own. I had to preach the Lord's fire so that your faith would rest in what? The Lord's fire. Amen. We don't try to what? Bring our own fire. My brother, my sister. I'm afraid because when I do that, it is spiritual death. I'll be walking all right, but already I'm dead before the Lord. Amen. The seven messengers are making good known to the people. These seven messengers are making God known to the people. He that receiveth them, receiveth him that has sent them. John 13:20. They speak and act upon his authority. He stands behind them with all the power of what? Of the Godhead. Amen. I hope I've not eaten this. So, there they are. That means they're the messengers. There they are, full of the Holy Ghost and faith, on fire with the fire of God, holding forth what? The word of truth. And there he stands to what? To back them up. Amen. Amen. So, our prophet is being backed by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's not him. And think of it, not one believer of any age need to cry in his heart, oh, that I might have been back there in the first age when the apostles were first sent out. You don't need to what be back at the apostles' time. There is no need to look back. Look up. Because the same spirit is here. That same spirit in the apostolic age is still here, that same spirit. So look up. Amen. Behold him who he is, even now, walking in the midst of the churches through all ages. Behold him who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and who never changes either in essence or in his ways. Amen. Behold him. Behold him. And hail him. He is the one who walks in the midst of his church. And this morning, he's walking in our midst. And Lord, we want to now give you the praise and honor and glory. We want to worship you. We want to lift up that name, Jesus, this morning as we now call on the song leader and the musicians. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we thank you. We want to hail you this morning. We want to worship you this morning. We want to praise that name, Jesus, who is the mighty tower. And this morning we have run into it. And Lord, how God, we are looking forward, O Lord, for your word this morning. And we commit, Lord, your servant, still in your presence, O God, that as you know the needs of your people this morning, O Lord, let us receive our heart desires through your word. Lord, we commit all now into the hands of the Lord Jesus, our son leader. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.